Right. Want to squeeze in a very quick mention of the fact that today is World Blood Donor Day, which is a good opportunity to catch up with our local blood service and find out how supplies are doing, particularly in the time of COVID-19. Delighted to welcome on the line Marika Gevers, who is the Public Relations Manager at the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service, Western Cape Blood, I think they prefer to be known as these days. Marika, welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure. Marika, firstly, how are blood supplies doing? When I checked your online dashboard this morning, they were actually looking relatively healthy for midwinter, I thought.
Yeah, our blood stocks fluctuate every single day. So, yeah we always aim to have a five-day supply. And in the past few months, we've really struggled with low blood supplies, especially in our O blood groups as well as our B pos. And today, we are sitting on a two-day supply in O negative, and 3 day in O pos and B pos. So yeah, we really need help from people to come out. We obviously need all the blood groups. And so if you fulfill the basic donor criteria, please come out and support us and donate blood.
And those basic criteria are ages 16 to 65, weighing more than 50 kilograms and leading a healthy lifestyle. Marika, leading a healthy lifestyle is particularly pertinent in the midst of a pandemic. Has COVID-19 and COVID-19 infections in particular impacted your ability to collect blood?
Yes, it definitely has impacted us as an organization. And the biggest part of it would be that since the start of the pandemic, the collection at schools, tertiary, and corporate clinics were curtailed due to the fact that the venues couldn't host us. And about annually, we get about 27% of our units of blood from the youth. So that's between the ages of 16 and 25. Now, you can imagine with us not being able to have blood donation clinics at schools or tertiaries, that definitely had an impact on us. So in recent years, approximately 1% of the Western Cape's population made up the donor population. And since 2020 and the pandemic, this figure has now decreased to 0.86. So ideally, we would like to get it back to 1 to 2% at least of the population. So we really have our work cut out for us at this stage.
Sure. Okay. Marika, I mean, it's really encouraging to hear you making that comment about the significance of school and campus donations, because that young age group are, of course, the very people you most want to start donating, because they're with you for a very much longer time than someone who decides at the age of 50 that they're going to become a blood donor.
Absolutely, yes. And this World Health or Blood Donor Day, as you mentioned, there's a specific focus and a particular focus encouraging the youth to donate blood. So the theme, or the World Health Organization's theme this year, is Give Blood and Keep the World Beating. And the message basically just highlights the essential contribution that blood donors make in helping improving other people's lives, and then obviously also encouraging the youth. Because like you say, the youth is the leaders of tomorrow, and hopefully when they start donating at the age of 16, they will be helping us in the years to come when they are 50 or even 75.
Yep. Well, my daughter's one of them, and she and I went along to donate about a week or two ago, Marika, and we happened to be there on a day where sampling was being done for your COVID-19 study. I was very interested to see, to be asked, would I sign permission for my blood to be sampled for COVID-19 antibodies? Interesting to read. This is something you're doing in tandem with the South African National Blood Service. What are you hoping to find from that sampling?
Yes, Papa, the South African National Blood Service and Western Cape Blood Service are currently busy with a COVID-19 antibody study. So we call it basically a seroprevalence study. Random sampling will be done at a blood donation clinic, so we won't be advertising prior to say which clinics will have that. And then on a day-to-day basis, we will ask donors whether they would like to take an extra vial of blood, and then that will be tested for the antibodies. So basically, the study is just to estimate the number of people exposed to the SARS-CoV-2 in the blood donation population. Obviously, this will only give us a reflection within the blood donor population. Yeah. And like I've mentioned, there's only 1% of our Western Cape population that actually donates blood. So that's not to say that it's throughout the entire country, but this is specifically within our blood donors.
Okay, well, I hope at least this interview might spur a couple more people to consider giving it a try. Marika, what's the website to send them to if they want to look up and find a site to go and donate today or tomorrow?
So our website is wcbs.org.za, or alternatively, they can also download our app, and there you'll find your closest blood donation clinics as well.
And for your troubles, you'll get the best biscuits in the world. And I say that every time I have this conversation, but it never changes. And it makes it really worthwhile to go and do something good. And you walk away with the best biscuits in the country to take home with you. Marika, it's always lovely to chat to you. I hope that the donors continue to come forward and start the journey of becoming a lifelong blood donor. Thanks so much for joining us today on this World Blood Donor Day to just reflect on the importance of that gift.
Thank you so much, Papa, and thank you, listeners.
Always a pleasure. Marika Geef is Public Relations Manager for the Western Cape Blood Service. So once again, the website, if you want to check whether you meet all the criteria to donate, if you want to find a clinic to donate that's convenient for you, go to wcbs.org.za or download their app, which is free to download and has got all the information you'll be looking for.